Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ants, stop the ants. Jealous friends, opinions, plans. So many chances, young or old. Try no matter what your goal holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Welcome, everybody, from all over the planet. And I thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can, whether it's a download, a replay. If you want to check us out live tonight, go to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Some sad news. I just learned a few hours ago, singer, songwriter, musician David Crosby has passed away at the age of 81. Tremendous loss. We all know David Crosby from his start with the band The Byrds. If you remember that song, Turn, 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 what a great song that was. Later joined Crosby, Stills, Nash, sometimes Neil Young. All the songs they produced, too numerous to mention. A pioneer, and his vocal really never changed. You know, in his 70s and 80s, he sounded just great. I know David Crosby appeared also on many solo artists' albums. I remember he did some background harmony with David Gilmour a few years ago. David Crosby, rest in peace. I know it's been a tough last few days. We lost Jeff Beck, Lisa Marie Presley, and now David Crosby. So rest in peace, my friend. What a great artist. Everyone, Blog Talk Radio is our host server. They're out of New York. They do a great job. And our episode streams can be picked up by many of your favorite podcast outlets, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, Audible. I know I'm missing a few, but you can check us out on their websites and also their apps. This radio show concept and title was based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyrics Dream. It was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. And our goal is to always pay it forward, you know, to the next emerging artist, and hopefully they're listening and they're going to get some great advice from guests I'm going to be speaking to in the weeks ahead. We got some fantastic guests lined up, including tonight. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind their lyrics and music. And every week, I like to, you know, let you get to know me a little better. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I recorded two full albums, 2013 Original Lyrics Dream, 2016 Constructive or Destructive. 2014, I produced Cam Lorm's full album, Writing in the Stars. And then last year, I released an EP titled Causeway Bridge, 5 new tracks. And last fall, a new single titled Dream. All are doing well. Thank you so much for the feedback and kind comments and listening to my music. Time to bring in my technical engineer, Mr. Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hey, Bill, please welcome our audience to the episode tonight.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Hey, stick around. We've got a great guest coming up. He is an award-winning artist, performer, singer-songwriter, and he gives a different kind of feel to his style of music, and he's got some new releases that he's bringing out that we'll get to listen to. If you like our show, do us a favor and tell your friends. Share the link. We sure would appreciate your help and support with that. Also, subscribe, and you can do that by doing a search, and you'll find us on platforms all over, and we are heard around the world. And we certainly would appreciate your support and all that. Also, when you subscribe, if you got a certain artist you like, you can listen to him over and over again. Or and each and every week, all our artists, they all have some great information, so you never know. They might give you an answer to something that you're struggling with. So, go back and listen to the shows. Good evening, Mr. Russell.
Well, good evening, and yes, we do have a great guest tonight. Keeping up with our guest in social media over the last many months, and a lot of great things are happening to this great artist, and I'm very eager to speak to him. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, everybody, time for our next guest interview. You're viewing our photo slideshow online with Brian Iannucci. Let us play a great track from his new album, Double Felony. This is titled Pour One Out.
Sorry about that. That's what seems to be an issue with this song.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump ahead. Sorry for the technical difficulty there. And let me introduce a very talented singer, songwriter, musician, multiple return guest, Brian Iannucci, my friend. Thank you for being on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hey, Russell, how are you today? And greetings to Bill as well. It's great to be back with y'all.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Brian. That's a little gaffe on our end, and hopefully we can get that corrected.
Hey, no worries. Well, your audience is missing one of my favorite new tracks, Pour One Out. And, this is just one of those tracks that's a toe tapper. I encourage folks to go stream it and listen to it. It is all about having a great time on a night out and enjoying life.
Well, congratulations, Brian, on this new release. I know we've had you on several times, and we're keeping track in social media, all these great accomplishments that you have. Tell me about the title. I'm curious the inspiration behind the title of the song.
So, Pour One Out is kind of a slang term used on occasion to just pour out a drink, have a good time. Can also kind of be a double meaning to a certain extent in you're pouring out your emotions to a certain point. I've heard it used in a number of different popular references from a couple of TV shows to what have you. And it really struck me as a great title for this. I had a chance to collaborate with a good friend of mine, Scott Triplett, on this song. And you may remember Scott from a previous release, Kiss You for the Rest of My Life, where this was a very serious love song. As a matter of fact, we wrote it for him to propose to his now fiance. And I turned to Scott. I said, hey, we're heading back up to Nashville. Let's write a real life drinking song. Let's have some fun with this. So Pour One Out is that it's my time for wine. Three cheers to beer. We're doing a shot. It's always five around here. We kind of get a little cliche with the hooks in it. And we have a lot of fun with this song, but this is the quintessential going out to party type of song.
Well, you can always remember the previous hit series Cheers, where people walk into the bar and they all yell Norm. Right. So, cheers. And, it's happy hour everywhere. So that's a great, great title. Tell us where you're originally from, Brian, and where you currently reside today.
Sure. I'm originally from and currently reside in the same spot. And that's just outside of Jacksonville, Florida, just south, right between Jacksonville and St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. So big weekend for Jacksonville for obvious football reasons this weekend. This is my home, and having spent a lot of time traveling and living in a bunch of different places, this is where my wife and I wanted to raise our family. So we're back here real close to my family. And so it's a blessing to live in this area. It's a gorgeous part of the country.
Yes, it is. But talk to me about your Nashville, Tennessee experience in your music and also your representation. I like this name, Mootown Cowboy.
Yeah. First things first, Mootown Cowboy was a venture that a good friend of mine, Jim Scarborough, who is my business partner and the owner of Mootown Cowboy Records, we put this together in collaboration to really highlight the opportunity for artists to be writers and songwriters first. And this is all about lyrics. This is all about getting talented writers to put together stuff. And so that's been the label that I have had an opportunity to help collaborate to create, and also have an opportunity to represent me and my music recently. So I'm excited to be releasing my first album, double album, Double Felony, on Mootown Cowboy. And it's going to be an awesome experience. And I highly encourage songwriters to take a look at our website, MootownCowboy.com. You know, I've always said I work with the best and they make me sound amazing. And working with my friends up in Nashville at Omni Sound Studios and with music and film, Stephen Wrench, Wayne Killius, Tinderbox Records has been a great promotions team. These are some great folks and great contacts that I've fostered over the years. And getting to work with studio musicians who have road credits such as Taylor Swift and Dave Matthews Band and all these great artists that really helped my music jump off the page in Nashville, it has made doing what I do come to reality. And just being in the studio with these talented folks and the engineers, you know, a couple, Josh Emmons and Rory Rositas up at Omni Sound Studios, just to name a couple of great engineers that have been working with me to really make my music pop, has given me an opportunity and a platform to put out not only top quality music that is considered pop country, I guess, but kind of bridges a couple of different gaps. But it also has given me an opportunity to really develop into the artist that I am, which has been refreshing over the years.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you are part creator of Mootown Cowboy.
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, that's
and
that's
I'm proud to be so. You know, getting an opportunity to have a significant investment in music and specifically lyrics and songwriting is an amazing blessing to our community. So we're looking forward to fostering that relationship as we move forward with the organization.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And I occasionally produce artists myself. And I really enjoy sitting down with someone else's talent and kind of, you know, getting their feedback on what they want to do. And hopefully my thought and suggestion can help them prosper and move forward in their own endeavors. So I completely agree with what you're doing for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much.
So you mentioned the different styles of music, Brian, that you can combine. And I think it, because I hear so much, you know, you mentioned country, but I hear pop. I hear, you know, some blues with your guitar playing. But the way you play piano is just exquisite. Talk to us again about this entire combination and your sound.
You know, I'm a pianist first and foremost, and coming at country music as a piano player and a lyricist is admittedly different than somebody with more of a guitar background. And I think that's what's made some of my music unique. And having the opportunity to come up on a piano background lends itself to a different set of musical idols, if you will. And, you know, I was drawn to country music, not because of the twang of country music, but the fact when I was coming up, country music was where piano players could prosper and would be heard, as opposed to a rock band where you've got your bass guitar, your lead guitar, your rhythm guitar, drummer, and a lead singer. There's really not a lot of room for keys in those four-piece bands that you're looking at. So as I started to cut my teeth, you know, playing in piano bars and having an opportunity to entertain artists, and then right from that perspective, I had a chance to pick up the guitar and write from that perspective and understand the differences there, and then be able to collect all of these different influences. Again, coming by it honestly, being a piano bar entertainer, and you go into a piano bar, you get a lot of different influences from pop to rock to R&B to blues to classical to show tunes, you name it. Sometimes those requests come out. So I think I come by that eclectic background pretty honestly. And it just by nature, it slips into my writing and the way I stylistically will approach a sound for a particular track.
Favorite piano players? For me, of course, Elton John and Billy Joel come to mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. Outstanding examples of wonderful piano players. Jerry Lee Lewis, another one. You look at folks who are looking for more of a slow sound too. I've seen Luke Bryan recently and he'll sit on stage and play piano. So I think the instrument is making a comeback in that aspect. But we're still in a world that's kind of funny where, everybody that came up in my generation wanted to play guitar. Piano wasn't exactly the cool instrument, but it's given me a little bit of a different corner on the market, so to speak, Russell.
Okay, well, Brian, we're going to keep our fingers crossed here. We're going to play a track from, again, our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci's release, Double Felony. This is titled In My Mind.
I met somebody new. I never thought it would be someone like you. They say these things happen when you least expect. Keep asking myself, what should I do next? Maybe I'm reading all the signals wrong. Heaven knows it's been way too long. I try my best not to second guess. I belong. Maybe it's all up in my mind, but did you just smile at me? Could it be the right time, or should I just let it be? When can I touch you, kiss you, and will you be on my mind? Until then, I think this thing might be up in my mind, in my head. I wanna be holding you instead. Am I wrong? Is it time or in my mind? Looking at you across this crowded room, what should I do? You have the next move. The way I'm feeling's got me so confused. Up to you, you've got nothing to lose. You're not reading all the signals wrong. Heaven knows it's been way too long. This feeling here is something strong. This is where I belong. Maybe it's all up in my mind, but did you just smile at me? Could it be the right time, or should I just let it be? When can I touch you, kiss you, and will you be? I wanna be holding you instead. Am I wrong? Is it time? Or in my mind? Maybe it's all up in my mind, but did you just smile at me? Could it be the right time? I should've just let it be. When can I touch you, kiss you, and will you be on my mind? Until then, I think this thing I wanna be holding you in here. Am I wrong? Is it time? Or in my mind?
In my mind, from our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci. Well done, Brian. Tell me some more about
Thank
this
you.
Track.
So I think everybody can relate to the uncertainty of looking across a crowded room and thinking somebody might be looking back at you. And I love the hook on this. Is it all up in my mind, or did you just smile at me? And, you know, I think the just general honesty of the story this song tells is fun. I had a chance to write this with a good friend of mine, Jim Scarborough. And Jim, for reasons we'll get to, I think, probably in the next song as we discuss it, had recently lost his life partner. And getting back in the game is an interesting thing. So, you know, it's funny to see people evolve in that, because I think we can all relate to the uncertainty and, you know, the tingle in your neck and the excitement that goes into these concepts. And, you know, we had a chance to put that down on paper and really put some music behind it. And I just love that's one of the songs where, you know, I really felt like the differentiation between the bridge, the chorus, and the verse really came together neatly. And it had a great sound to it. The guitar on that is just cool. And I love the way we ended up putting the entire track together. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And again, it's one of those tracks, you get to write this track, it's fun. And, you know, it's enjoyable.
You know, as a fan and a listener myself, you know, to music, and I try to write as a storyteller, and when I listen to music, I want to hear that as well. And that appears to be your goal as well, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You look at the great songwriters out there, and you think of Carole King, you think of James Taylor, you think of David Crosby. What a loss. You think of Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash. More recently, Thomas Rhett, of course, Billy Joel. Shameless plug for the Piano Man. these artists all tell wonderful stories, and to be able to combine that with solid music behind it just drives that home, because it's something you're going to be singing in your head. I really feel like the tracks, especially that we're discussing today, are earworms, and they get caught in your head. And I've caught myself listening to these songs in my sleep for the last 3 months, and have been so excited to drop this album that people could listen to it and relate to these tracks the way I have.
You know, what's really interesting about songwriting is when you write about life and emotion, it just flows out, right? It's so hard when you're writing about life to get blocked. It just continues to flow, because there's always another life-changing experience taking place.
Oh, absolutely. And whether you're experiencing it or you're observing somebody experience it, the human condition is the best opportunity and such a fertile ground for expression and opportunities to tell a story, which is exactly what music should be.
Well, congratulations again on your music being played globally in over 150 countries. That's incredible. A stat that I read in Spotify, and I think this has grown, there's over 400 million listeners there. And, you know, the artist can generally say, well, you know, I'm not getting paid too much per stream. But, you know, when you think about it, it's a global platform you have to be on. I mean, it's 400 million listeners. Talk about your experiences, Brian, in Spotify.
You know, Spotify and frankly all streaming services are an interesting dichotomy, because it opens the gateway to the world for us to present our music. But the other side of that coin is not so much the low royalties. You know what? We can put money aside for a moment. I think the other side of the coin is it increases the competition, because the level and the cost to get on Spotify and iTunes is minuscule compared to what it would have been to be signed by a label and promote a record globally. And I think when we look at technology and the evolution that we've come to in music, it's becoming more and more difficult for artists to stand out, but it's an opportunity for especially the independent artist to be heard. And I think that is a great thing for music in general. Now, the challenge it presents, again, is how do you promote yourself and differentiate yourself from the competition? And, you know, I can tell you from listening to indie artists for a long time. There are so many great artists out there that just have not had the opportunity to be heard. And that's unfortunate, but I think, you know, their music is only a search away on Spotify. And I think as we explore those, I would encourage your audiences to really focus and take a few minutes every day and listen to independent music and listen to some of these indie artists on some of the playlists that are recommended not only by Spotify but other listeners. And it will open doors and then follow that rabbit hole. Find out what the other songs that sound like that song are like. What's that song list and that playlist look like? What are the other songs that artist does? And I can guarantee you it will enrich your listening experience. It's not the same 30 songs that the radio plays over and over. It's about the millions and millions of songs you have not heard yet that could change the way you see a particular concept by their hook, by the story they tell, or by the music or vocals of the artists.
That is fantastic advice, and I hope everybody heard that. You know, music is the art form, and you know, I think we record music not for the financial gain, but it is for the art form. And you never know what's going to happen, and you never know who's going to listen, you know, in cyberspace and in Spotify. That's great advice, Brian. So what we're going to do up next, we're going to listen to two of your tracks back-to-back. We're going to try to listen to Pour One Out again. But first, we're going to listen to a great track, one that I was really taken back by. It's a beautiful song. Let's take a listen to Yesterday Anymore, and then right after that, we will play Pour One Out.
I hear your footsteps in my room. I smell your perfume in the house. Just like yesterday was here. But I can't live yesterday anymore. So I'll have to let you go, knowing you know how much I care. Knowing that day will come when my yesterday will be here. You were the purpose in my life, you were everything I lived for. Live yesterday anymore. I hear you talking in my mind. I think about you all the time. Can't believe you're really gone. But I can't live yesterday anymore. So I'll have to let you go, knowing you know how much I care. Knowing that day will come when my yesterday will be here. You were the purpose in my life, you were everything I lived for. I just can't live yesterday anymore. So now I'm gonna let you go. Through all this heartbreak, now I know I must get on with my life. But I can't live yesterday anymore. So I'll have to let you go, knowing you know how much much I care. Knowing that day will come when my yesterday will be here. You were the purpose in my life. You were everything I lived for. I just can't live yesterday anymore. So tomorrow will come, and that's what I must live for. And because of the past, I can't take it anymore. I just can't live yesterday anymore.
Adjectives for your music style, just a great piece of art.
Thank you, Russell. I really appreciate it. And yeah, just a quick word about yesterday anymore, if you don't mind. This one's dedicated to everybody that's lost somebody through this COVID pandemic. And I think we all can relate to this, and that's what that song's about. So I just appreciate everybody listening.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because we've talked to guests in previous weeks and how they use that time to really zone in on their craft, whether it be composition or lyrics or creating new pieces of work. What was your focus during that time, Brian?
You know, I got into the online performance thing for a bit and had a great time doing that and getting connected with people virtually. I had a chance to do a lot of writing. And really, you know, I look back on it and it was a great opportunity to rest and recharge and refocus my ambitions. You know, the idea that I've been toying with recently is I kind of miss the pandemic from the perspective of the togetherness that I had with my family and the opportunity to get back to basics. And so I think within every curse, there's a blessing. And I think that might be the blessing for me that's come out of these last couple trying years.
Well said. We have a couple minutes left. Brian, a question we ask every week to close our show. For new artists beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
Two things. Number one, be ready to hear the word no a lot. Let it roll off your back. You can't be everybody's cup of tea, but you're definitely going to be some people's shot of whiskey. Number two, as you're going through life, make sure that you don't leave yourself on your own little island. Expand your horizons. Go listen to other artists. Listen to different genres. Write with other people. Even collaborate with people that are outside of your genre. As I've had the opportunity to with some hip-hop artists recently and some reggae artists, P.S., stay tuned, release is coming shortly. So as you go through, don't limit yourself and have a blast. Anything worth doing should be worth having fun doing.
Please tell everybody, Brian, where they can find you on the web and social media.
Certainly. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's Brian Iannucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Also, search me on Spotify, Shazam me. Find me on iTunes, Apple Music, or your favorite streaming service. Ask Alexa, play Pour One Out by Brian Iannucci as you're walking by. It also works for Siri. And again, thank you so much to everybody for listening. And thank you so much to Russell and Bill for this opportunity and a platform to chat with you again. I always love the discussion and really from the bottom of my heart, appreciate everything you do for artists like me.
Oh, thank you, Brian. As always, our friend, you have our respect. You have an open invitation to come on anytime. You could be a 10-time guest as far as I'm concerned. It's always
thank you.
An insightful, great advice for future artists coming forward. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing more tracks from Double Felony. I really look forward to hearing this this hip-hop collaboration. I can't wait to hear that.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks again, Brian. I hope you have a great night. We'll have you back on soon.
Thanks, Russell. I look forward to it. Have a great night, Bill.
Take care. Please, everybody, go online and Google search, and more important, purchase Brian Iannucci music. Beautiful stuff. Songwriting, composition. These are songs from the heart with great, great emotion. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to my email, russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Look forward to every episode. We love doing the show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, just friends' opinions.